Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, we have Andre Nodier. Andre is a co-accused with the late Mark Liffman, a controversial figure with alleged links to the underworld, who was executed in George this past weekend. Andre, thank you very much for joining us. A difficult time for you and Mark's family, I understand. Let's just go back to Sunday's execution. First question. Mark was a figure who was often in the news. He had bodyguards. He had cameras trained on him all the time. From your point of view, as a friend and a co-accused in the murder trial that he was facing, how was it possible that someone could get this close to him?
The only thing I could think about is that he actually felt comfortable meeting the person that he was going to meet at the mall. He obviously thought it was a very unsafe space to be in. But it's not like an adult to do that, bodyguards. And I mean, this has been going on for years and years.
How long prior to his killing had you spoken to Mark, and what mood was he in?
I spoke to him on Saturday afternoon. He won a golf game at Fern Court, and I still said to him, because he won $1,000, I still said, you're a cheapskate just winning $1,000. And we chuckled about that, and we had a little bit brief conversation about the court after trial, and that was the last I heard of him.
Now, obviously, for legal reasons, you yourself are co-accused with Mark and someone else in a murder trial. You can't say too much, but do you think the murder trial that he was accused in was linked to his killing?
No, I won't say that, but I also won't do that now. I would say it's more of a, let me try and get my words right now. It's more like a scenario where someone's sitting there thinking, okay, well, if I kill him, I'm going to make X, Y, and Z and all of these people happy. People that have got, reasons to do what they have in mind. Let's call that much.
The timing would seem a little suspicious, though. You agree?
Not really. Because I know that there's rumors going that he was trying to evade the trial. That's so far from the truth. It's unbelievable. He was always on time, always made sure he's there. He never ever. Him and I stood together on trial in 2011, 633 charges against us.
Wow.
And subsequently, since then up to now, we've never even gone to defense. So, and just like that, we know about this. Well, we know what we've done and what we haven't done. So we're not afraid of this trial at all.
You're co-accused with Mark on this murder trial. How would his killing affect the murder trial? Does it delay it in any way, or do things carry on and proceed as normal?
No, it'll carry on. I mean, there are another three people, two of them were murdered and one died in a bike accident. They're also in the trial prior to Mark's death, and the trial's still going on. His legal representative just excused herself from the trial on Monday.
From the outside looking in, Andre, Mark has allegedly had links to the underworld. He's been a controversial figure for many years. Is the risk of assassination, as happened to him, an occupational hazard, or is it a big surprise?
No, this was a big surprise. He's not, you know, people can say what they like. He wasn't in the underworld. He was a part of the underworld. He wasn't trying to be that person. I think that people just persecuted him because of his associations with certain people. Same thing as me. I mean, one of my best friends is a colored guy, and we've been friends for 34 years together, and people don't like it because he's Jerome Boyson. And he'll be my friend until the I die, or he dies.
You've obviously seen the photographs, very disturbing, of the way that Mark was killed. He was shot as many as 4 or 5 times. Do you have any other details that you can share with us?
You know, once in the head, and then obviously they went down into his body, I assume. As you can see, I saw the video. You can see he was walking, and then I assume the first shot was into his head.
What are the consequences of Mark's killing? Are there likely to be reprisals from friends or business associates? How do you read it?
I read it that the law is honing up on all the people that we're the only ones that are fired. We're the only ones that aren't in prison because we haven't done anything wrong. But that's obviously everyone say no. Everyone's got their own opinion. But what I'm saying is that we want the police to do the reason we're running this whole trial is because we want everyone to be exposed, the corruptions, all of it to be exposed. Because there shouldn't be any links between the underworld and the police force, according to me. And that you can see in many of these high-profile trials at the moment, it's coming to light now that there is.
You've seen,
and that's what gives people the false sense of doing what they can because they've been protected by certain people in the police.
You've seen the two people who've already been arrested and already appeared in court on murder charges for Mark's death. Do you know them? Do you know anything about them?
Not at all. I don't know them from a bar soap.
Following stories like this from the distance of headlines, one sometimes gets the feeling that you're not getting all of the tale. What is there in this story that you feel the media hasn't covered so far? Any angles that you think the public should be aware of?
The people are there, it's easy to judge, first of all. And the second thing is that the opinion should be left until the facts come out. They shouldn't have the opinions that they have, because it can actually lead to people's death. They don't understand that when they voice an opinion without a fact, it could literally lead to someone's death. Because those opinions fall on the wrong ears, and those people make the wrong assumptions. And then 1, 2, 3, there's a lead out to them.
Andre, and given what's happened, do you fear for your life? Could someone be coming after you?
I've had that. I was a bodyguard myself for a very long time. I looked after Michael Jackson, a lot of people. So I'm much very wary about what's happening around me, and I preempt it. Let's call it that much. But to fear for my life, I don't really want to die, because I've got children and I've got a beautiful daughter which I want to raise one day, walk down the aisle. But it's not in my hands. That's what I'm saying, is that people make opinions, their own opinions, they voice their opinions without having facts, falls on the wrong ears. Those people make their assumptions, and then they go for you. And that time came last week on the Inman. The guy pulled out a gun, and then when I showed him my gun, they sped off. But it's fine. And I know how to do this. I fear for my life. I just don't want to. It wouldn't be nice to die now, but if it happens, it happens.
I appreciate you joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today at what's clearly a very difficult time for you. Andre Nodia, thanks for joining us. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.